Over the years, there's been a good deal of effort to try and support diversified agriculture, the need for a slaughterhouse to encourage local farmers to help grow our own food, and less reliant on imports has long been debated. Today, our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat have a story about a new development on the Big Island. Reporter Jason Armstrong joins us this morning for our reality check. Morning, Jason.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you today?
Good. So you have a really interesting story about something that's been developing over there.
Yes, thank you. It's a key component in the specialty meat industry. The closure of a full-service slaughter here in Hilo has really created a big impact that people in the industry say is extending statewide.
So tell us, where is this slaughterhouse located?
It's located in Hilo. It's been operating for many decades, primarily as a cattle slaughterhouse. It also does pigs, goats, and sheep. However, in December, the operators of the facility decided to stop doing the small animal slaughter, and leaving the farmers.
I think we're having a little problem listening to you, some technical difficulties. But again, so you say that this happens suddenly, and then folks are kind of without a place to take their pigs or goats?
Yes, also their sheep. There's no alternative USDA-approved processing, slaughterhouse and processing facility in the Big Island.
So tell us about this particular slaughterhouse. Who owns it and what happened?
Their name is Kumana Foods Limited. They had two USDA violations for their small animal slaughter and processing in late 2018, and that prompted the owner to stop that part of the operation and focus exclusively on more profitable cattle slaughtering and processing.
Now, this is something that's regulated by USDA, correct?
Yes, it is. In order to, or at the restaurant, it has to be USDA approved. And there's multiple steps along the way that require that approval to ensure people's food safety.
Okay, and so they had some problems with their staff?
Yes. They mishandled the killing of a pig. They attempted to stun it several times and were unsuccessful. It took numerous attempts. The USDA inspector was there at the time and cited them for that. And then the following month, some customers were bringing in their own pig for slaughtering, and they dragged, which was also a violation.
Okay. We seem to be experiencing some drop-offs, but so is this just a matter of just retraining their personnel?
No, this is a private business that was a key link in the entire process, and they've decided to stop that operation, and there's no replacement for that. And it looks like there won't be a replacement in the near term because of the cost and the regulations involved.
So really, folks are at a loss. They just don't have a place to take their animals.
There are a couple of minor exemptions. People can slaughter their own animal for their own use. They can also do a process which is called on the hoof. That is, they can buy a portion of a live animal for future use. That is still allowed under USDA exemptions. However, the processing of these animals for sale at the grocery store, butcher shop, or restaurant is now not possible, no longer possible.
Okay, well, hopefully they can resolve the situation, because I'm sure it's making it difficult for lots of people.
It really was. This occurred at a crucial time. Over the past few years, a lot of people have been trying to grow this industry. Two butcher shops specializing in local beef and specialty meats have opened here on the Big Island. And there's also been a number of farmers who have stepped up to help fill that demand. Now this crucial link in the process is severed, and there's no alternative. It's essential to make sure that the cuts of meat are safe. They have to be properly treated and cared for and processed along the way. And that's what this operation in Hilo did.
Okay. All right. It's a shame.
They have no option.
Yeah, it's a shame. All right. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
That was Jason Armstrong with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.